This year, specifically in our 50th year, we felt it's important that we gather to rethink and look at some of the wonderful opportunities for investment currently here in Ghana. And in doing that, we've tried to make sure that we bring everybody that's engaged in these particular areas to really share with both our local and our international investors what opportunities there are here in Ghana for them.
What sorts of people are we expecting at the forum?
Based on the sectors we are focusing on, we have sector-based ministers, also practitioners, people who are currently investing in Ghana or those that are interested in investing in Ghana.
Do you have participants from other countries?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are working with a number of institutions at the moment, the Commonwealth, CDC, Secretariat in the UK, GWI in the US, and a number of other entities, the Rainbow Push Coalition, that we're trying to encourage those international investors to come and join our local investors here to look at some of the key sectors that we feel are opportunities.
And the issues to be discussed.
There are six particular areas we're focusing on. One is agriculture. Ghana is still predominantly an agricultural economy. Service sector is growing, but it's still an agricultural economy. Industry, because we are still as yet to go through industrial revolution. And quite simply put, we want to make more in Ghana. The third area is ICT. Tourism is an area we feel Ghana has a unique opportunity to benefit from. We have some of the most attractive places in the world are here in the country. Minerals processing is obviously a very, very important area for us, and we want to ensure that not only do we re-encourage those that want to invest in the gold sectors, but also look at some of our more non-traditional minerals. Banking and finance continue to be important for us, so you want to make sure we don't miss that in terms of what we're doing on the ground. And then what we have then added also is a banana, because we see the banana industry as a particular area for our export.
How does Ghana stand to benefit from the forum?
Well, I think for us there are two ways. One is that we're trying very much to encourage our local investors to be fully cognizant in what the opportunities are here to grow their businesses. Secondly, we're looking for international investors that are interested in these sectors to come and either join our local partners to grow or come in their own base.
Are there opportunities for countries in the sub-region as far as this forum goes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been very excited. I've talked to some of my counterparts in places like Kenya, Zambia, South Africa, and Nigeria. And in fact, the Nigerian group is actually coming to join us here. Because one of the things we want to encourage is business investment between our countries in Africa. And we've had some very positive response from all of these investment agencies who are working with their businesses on the ground to join us here.
You said you've had some positive responses. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes. I mean, for instance, we know that from South Africa, for instance, we've been talking to the tourism sector there. They've had a number of businesses already registering to come to join us here. From Nigeria, we have a whole group up to about 30 to 40 businesses coming in. And one of the things actually they're going to be doing is setting up the Ghana-Nigeria Business Forum. From Kenya, I've been actively talking to the tourism industry there because they have some particularly good tourist operators there. We have businesses from as wide as the U.S. coming through to look at investment in the medical sector. So we've had a very good group. And also not to undermine the fact that we already, for instance, have over 30 businesses today in Ghana who have already registered to us saying that they would like to have partnerships of international nature. So we've had a good base. It's a start, and we want to make sure we try and get this momentum going forward.